that I may know myself, that I may know thee, Spirit of God, and sisters. I brought with me a copy of the prayer book for Jesuits. Did I tell you about that? Some 30 years ago, my Jesuit superiors told me to write a prayer book for Jesuits, all the English-speaking Jesuits. I am now republishing the prayer book, but no longer for Jesuits. And in that prayer book is a famous prayer of St. Augustine. Novarim me, novarim te. Augustine speaking to God, that I may know myself, that I may know thee. This is what we must know. Now, part two of that prayer, that I might know myself, that in one sentence is the purpose of the examination of conscience. I use the word examination of conscience. However, in the language of St. Ignatius, he distinguishes between examination of conscience or confession and examine of conscience, which consecrated persons are to make every day. Now, what we will be talking about is not the examination of conscience or confession, and rather examine of conscience that we make every day. And sisters, our confessions will be only as pleasing to God and rich in God's grace as we faithfully make our daily examen of conscience. And this, sisters, is prescribed by all the masters of the spiritual life. No battle is won unless you keep assessing, examining your relationship between yourself and your enemy. And our worst enemy, sisters, is our own fallen human nature. You've got yours, and I have mine. Now, something on the norms. And there are three norms for the examine of conscience. The daily examine of conscience is necessary for the spiritual life. There is no growth in sanctity without a daily examine of conscience. Secondly, this examine of conscience is to be made regularly. We must get into the habit of doing things we don't actually like. Yes. The second is examinative conscience should be made regularly. In other words, we must get into the habit of doing things we don't actually like to do. As sisters, we don't like to naturally examine our conscience. Pardon me, the stress there, we do not naturally like to examine our conscience. We're always examining other people's conscience. And thirdly, it is recommended make our examines of conscience methodically. Some method, some system. So make the examine of conscience daily, regularly, and methodically. Have some method, some system when you examine your conscience. That's part one. What's the purpose? The purpose of our daily examine of conscience is to grow in self-knowledge. And there are two parts to this growth in self-knowledge. Part one, knowledge of my ignorance and my weakness. Knowledge of my ignorance and my weakness as shown in my failings. Knowledge of my ignorance and my weakness as shown. Knowledge of my ignorance in the mind, in my weakness, in the will, as shown in my failings. Will this be better? Knowledge of my ignorance and my weakness, as shown in my failings. Second purpose, knowledge of my potentiality. Knowledge of my potential. Knowledge of what I can do. That is why every examine of conscience should examine the good things that I have done. Examines of conscience are only 50% correct. We just look at our failings. We are to examine our conscience also on the good things that I have done. Many people, many religious, make the mistake of concentrating on the bad things they have done. No wonder so many people are discouraged. It is enough to make some people despair. Sisters, this is a very important class. It took me 50 years in the priesthood to learn this. That's only page one. And there are 10 pages. Now, sisters, in the event, am I reading this? Take up too much time. I'll do what I can, and then, however, see my lectures are taped and then transcribed, which is fine, but when they transcribe my lectures, first of all, I make mistakes. Sometimes the machine is not clear, and sometimes those who transcribe what I say, they make mistakes. You are welcome to this when we finish, in case we don't go through everything. And sisters, that was the first purpose, is two kinds of self-knowledge. As you see, sisters, the way the Lord made me, I divide everything. now be the purpose. Be the purpose of the examination of conscience is to obtain knowledge of God's providence in my life, and stress on my life. I examine my conscience to know what is God's providence in my life. I've underlined the word my life. No two of us, he can belong to the same community, same family, but God's providence is distinct for each one of us. For one thing, God's providence in my community is to live with my fellow religious. In God's providence, it is God's will that my fellow Jesuits live with me. I need grace to live with them. They need grace to live with me. Now, some further explanation. None of us, we said, is made to a pattern. We are all different from the moment of our conception. God never creates two identical souls. Never. God makes sure that our lives are different. Therefore, I must regularly examine my conscience to see how God has been dealing with me.